Will the masks go back on? I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. The Biden administration's going back to court trying to reinstate the mask mandate for planes, trains, and buses, which was struck down by a federal judge.
The CDC is asking the DOJ to appeal that federal judge's ruling that overturned the federal mask mandate for air travel and public transportation. Here's part of the statement, quote, "It is CDC's continuing assessment that at this time, an order requiring masking in the indoor transportation corridor remains necessary for the public health." This after Monday's ruling by District Court Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell, who said the administration frankly violated the Administrative Procedure Act by passing its capricious and arbitrary extension of the mandate.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Possible change of strategy as Russia comes closer to conquering the Ukrainian city of Mariupol. Fox's Matt Finn in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is claiming he has ordered his forces not to storm that steel plant where the Ukrainians are holed up, instead ordering a siege of the plant, essentially forcing these people to surrender or die. Putin says they will blockade the plant so that not even a fly can get in. Russia estimates 2,000 Ukrainian Marines, along with innocent civilians, including women and children, have been starving and dying while hiding out in that plant and its underground tunnels.
President Biden's speech from the White House this morning, expected to announce an additional $800 million or so in military aid to Ukraine. That's the same amount he announced last week. Palestinian militants fired several rockets into southern Israel from the Gaza Strip, and Israeli aircraft striking back against militant targets in that territory. America is listening to Fox News.
Independence. With that declaration, America was born. The founders of our great nation were inspired by a belief in the God-given rights of every human being. They understood the good that comes from exercising these rights well. America's founders chose independence, as we do. Hillsdale College accepts no government funding because independence makes the good to which we aspire possible. Find out more today at hillsdale.edu/independence. That's hillsdale.edu/independence.
It's a murder mystery which has dominated headlines in New York City, the killing of a Queens mother whose body was left in a hockey bag. Sources tell the New York Post that cops want to question a handyman who had an affair with the victim. Meanwhile, they're examining physical evidence.
There are reports that the killer left behind a pair of blood-soaked boots at the crime scene. The New York Post reporting police are now running DNA tests on those boots, which they say cops found in a trash can outside the garage of Ursula Gall's home in Queens. New York's Pix 11 reporting that Howard Klein, the husband of Ursula Gall, is cooperating with police and has turned over his cell phone. Klein reportedly received a threatening text from his wife's phone the night she was brutally stabbed nearly 60 times, warning him in part that his whole family is next.
Fox's Laura Ingle. It's not a course on basket weaving or physics for poets. A college in Utah is adding pornography to the curriculum.
It's not quite called Porn 101, but beginning in the 2022-23 academic year, Westminster College in Salt Lake City students will be able to watch hardcore pornographic films in a class that's supposed to shed light on porn as an art form. The class description says hardcore pornography is as American as apple pie and more popular than Sunday night football. Class, they say, will watch porn films together and discuss the sexualization of race, class, and gender as a radical art form. Sue Gosman, Fox News.
Rudy Giuliani tried out a new career after losing his law license in New York for his defense of former President Trump. Giuliani appeared last night as the masked singer on Fox.
I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
George Thorogood has nothing to worry about. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.